breaking the ground.
My name is Victoria Ketty, and you are listening to WGXC, ACRA, 90.7 FM.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York in New York, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Food New York.
Turnout Monday, May 13th at 7 p.m. at Upstate Films Orpheum Theater in Saugerties for a screening of Stand By for Failure, a documentary about the groundbreaking band Negative Land, who pushed the boundaries of sound, media, propaganda, and perception. The evening additionally features a discussion with the film's director, Ryan Worsley, and Mark Hosler of Negative Land via Skype. This event is a co-presentation of Upstate Films, Playtime, and Wave Farm. More information in...
How you feel? I traveled this same road, and all you want is someone to hear your bleeding heart overflowing with tears. I hear you say that nobody knows that you contemplate suicide was no joke, worthless and sad. No fight, but this can't be all, 'cause you still have life. I'm here. But you can let go, 'cause you're trusted with this fight you're in. We're champions, we will win. I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah. We're never gonna give up, never gonna give it. That's what mothers are. We are fighters. That's right. We're gonna fight for our families. We're gonna fight for our loved ones. We're gonna fight for our children, our men, our mothers, our fathers. We're gonna fight. We're fighters. I love that. I want you to know that. Hallelujah. You know, you had to fight to get into this world. The scientific firm, is it? Hallelujah. But one beat all the rest of them. Hallelujah. And that's how you got here. Amen. That's how I got here. We're fighters. Happy Mother's Day, beloveds. Happy Mother's Day. And to all you moms, all you like a mom. Hallelujah. You never had a child, but you love somebody like they were your own. Hallelujah. Those of you who adopted children or fostered children, and you did it with love, you opened up your heart and your home. For those biological mothers, hallelujah, who did wonderful, wonderful jobs raising human beings, and those who gave it your best shot, even for those who knew they couldn't hold their children and they were brave and bold enough to have their children raised by someone who could. Happy Mother's Day. Don't let the devil take your joy. You help create and you celebrate life. Amen? We celebrate life. So on this day, I forget what president it was. I can look it up, come back and tell you later. But when it was made a national kind of a thing, some people say it's a Hallmark holiday, but it's a national thing too, a national observance. And all over the nation, mamas are getting their celebrations. Hallelujah. A card or call. But listen, don't let the devil steal your joy. If your child don't give you a card or don't give you a call, don't let the devil steal your joy. I had to grow out of that for myself. So my son is not a card giver. When he gives me a card, I get really excited. I'm a card giver, and he gets cards all his life for everything. And then for him to turn around and grow up and not be a card giver, that shocked my psyche. But you know what? I learned not to let that make a mess in my relationship with my son. Amen. So don't let the devil steal your joy if nobody call you and nobody come, okay? We celebrating you today. And we're saying happy Mother's Day to you. How about that, Mr. Randall Martin, our audio engineer extraordinaire? What do you think about that?
I agree totally. Mothers are the most important part of the family. I think that's, you know, you are the beginning point. And, you know, I was thinking about that when we played the song about how hard it is to fight to bring another life, you know, into this world. So, congratulations and celebration to all of the mothers out there.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For those of you who sorrow in this day, you miss a mom, or, you know, you tried and tried, and there's sadness and sorrow, lift your head up high. Call the name of your mama, even if you're missing her. Call the name of your mom and celebrate her today. For she was the vehicle, the vessel that God used to bring you into this world. And here we are, blessed to be a blessing. We got the music, beloved, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we've got a lineup for you. We've got 7 songs back-to-back, 32 minutes of music. Yes, Mighty Strong God by Stephanie Summers featuring J.J. Harrison. Hold Us Together, H by her and featuring Torrin Wells. We Will Sing. Sister Chevelle Franklin, You're Gonna Get the Glory. Tasha Cobbs, Never Lost. Cece Winans, Positive. Miss Erica Campbell, and He's Coming Back Again by Deola. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary. Mighty Strong God, Hold Us Together. We Will Sing. You're Gonna Get the Glory. Never Lost. Positive. He's Coming Back Again. Let the music play, my friend.
To him. I will trust in you and know that you are with me forever. I'll confide in you, 'cause you're the only answer that matters. Even in the darkness, you will be my light. Shaken, I will not be moved. Even in the chaos, I know that you're good. You're the keeper, protector. It is you that holds us together.
Serve you, oh Alpha and Omega, we love. sweet melodies to our King forever. Yeah. Alpha and Omega, we love you. Forever and ever, we will serve.
Yes, beloved. You're listening to WPXT 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, in Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kemp, your perpetual optimist of Overcoming Ministries International Church in Hudson, New York. And this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere right now, right here with me on WGXC. But WGXC.org online, you can get any of our broadcasts on our archive online anytime. We've got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. And we've got more of it. You're going to get the glory, Miss Tasha Cobbs-Leonard. Never lost, positive, he's coming back again. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Somebody put your hands on it right here. God, you're gonna get it, yeah.
Oh. I don't need to understand. God, I trust your plan. That is working for my good. Here I am with outstretched hands. I am confident. That is working for my good.
Say it again, y'all say.
I don't need to understand. God, I trust your plan. That is working for my
life. Oh, here I am. Here I am. I am confident that it's working for me. Hey. Oh, yeah.
It's working for my
life. You ought to declare that over your life.
A testament, I gotta tell. Faith, I'm about to flex on a study for the test on a positive. My God can do it.
Died for the sins of the world. He didn't die for none. Neither did he die religiously. Oh, he's coming back again. Jesus died for the sins of the world. He didn't die for none. That he did die religiously. Oh, he's coming back again. Prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord God. He's coming for the church with us, but with our ankle. Oh, we're in the way. For the coming of the Lord God, he's coming for the church we offer with our wrinkle. Oh, we're in a blame. Where will you rather be? By the right hand of the master. Where will you rather be? Oh,
died for the whole world. He died for every man. You are bought with a price. He's coming back for you. Prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. Coming for the church with a spot, without wrinkle and blemish. Oh, prepare yourself, hey, for the coming of the Lord God. He's coming for the church with a spot, without wrinkle.
coming of the Lord. He's coming back again. He's coming back, y'all. He's coming back. You see the signs of the times? He's coming back again. Yes, beloved. You know, last week in the Upper Room devotional, I think it was on May 6th. And then I think it was in the Daily Bread devotional on May 8th or the 9th. But whatever day it was, twice they had different publications, different devotional writers coming from different parts of the world or the country. But they had the same title, and it was Eyes to See, Eyes to See. Amen. Thank God for eyes that can see. And you don't have to have full sight. Some people have full sight and they still don't see things. Some people have no sight and they see deeply, right? The signs of the times. We see them. He's coming back again. And listen, beloved, as mothers and godmothers, grandmothers, spiritual mothers, aunties, like a mother, we have a role and responsibility because, you know, no offense to the brethren, not trying to hurt nobody's feelings, but when God made creation, he made women and then he stopped. He made men. And he looked back at that thing and said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I had to help make him a helpmate. I got to help him, make him a helpmate. And made women, right? And mothers became, women became the mothers that bear fruit, that cooperate and collaborate with God in bringing human beings into the world. Praise be to God. We know that the adversary can get into the people, heart and mind, and into our lives, and cause mothers or people who have children to do some horrendous things. You don't have to be a mom to do something horrendous, right? But overall, in a large part, in a big way, mothers are fighters, mothers are protectors, and mothers are teachers, right? Hallelujah, of a lot of spiritual things. And so maybe that's why you do find so many women in faith and in the church, especially in the church where we are, you know, to be as equals as to take care of the world. Praise be to God to be over the world and the things that are in the world, under the sea and in the air. All these things that God gave male and female a charge over. Talking about seeing and eyes to see this morning, to see our role as women, as mothers and grandmothers and godmothers, and the men in our lives to see us as such as well. I want to share this morning, I read from the Daily Bread devotional, and I am thinking that there may be something wrong with my signal, because, keep going, okay, I'm going to keep going, leaving a spirit. To share with you, and it talks about this woman, okay, so I'm being told to leave this area and go someplace else. Leaving a spiritual legacy. Things of my mother and I didn't understand my mom's decision to receive Jesus as her savior, but we couldn't deny. I'm walking as I'm talking, trying to go to another location. I'm good right here. In my stairwell? Okay, praise the Lord. Well, we're going to sit right down here in the stairwell, praise the Lord, and where there's not much light. But let me tell you the story anyway, because I can't really read this right now. But so this young lady is sharing how her mom, as a teen, her mom made a decision to go to church, right? And something happened. She said that her mom began to go to Bible studies and really dig deep into her Christian faith. Then she went to seminary. She said not long after her mom coming into a relationship with Jesus Christ, that her sister also gave her life to Jesus Christ. And then she gave her life to Jesus Christ. And then her father gave his life to Jesus Christ. And the family just grew and enjoyed that legacy that began with their mom just deciding to take her family to church and then receiving Jesus as her savior. In the word of God, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, we find a similar story, a similar experience, where the apostle Paul is acknowledging the faith that he sees in this young leader in the community, young man, not even in our day and age, I think the age of legality is 21 in all states, 18 in some situations. So Timothy was in his late teens, I think, but he had already distinguished himself as a believer and as a leader. And Paul is acknowledging him, and he's saying, you know, I saw this kind of faith in your grandmother, and then I saw this faith in your mom, and now I see that you have that same kind of faith. Hallelujah. What a faith that can see the invisible and believe for the impossible. A faith that doesn't just see what is in the seen, but sees what is the unseen, see what is possible, see what is potentially possible to be done and to do it. Praise be to God. I see that kind of faith talking about the spiritual legacy of Timothy, hallelujah, from his mother and his grandmother. The young lady that wrote the devotional in Our Daily Bread is sharing her story of a spiritual legacy. You know, so many of us and so many times we're looking at ways to leave finances for our children, right? We want to leave a will and an inheritance, an insurance policy that gives them a little money. Some people just to put us in the ground, right? Or to get our ashes spread around. But others, you know, we want to leave something, and maybe it's through an insurance policy that helps them to get a foot up, a leg up. Maybe they can pay off their student loans, or maybe they can pay off their mortgage or their car note or some bill that will free them up to have some more money to invest, to enjoy. We think about that kind of a legacy, right? But hallelujah, but a spiritual legacy, because money will go. Money will leave. Money will be lost. Especially if it's not spent wisely or invested wisely, right? But we spend so much time and think about, I'm going to leave this for my children. Well, what about faith? What about a faith that's unshakable, a faith that's unbreakable? What about a faith that opens up the heart, the mind, and the soul to the realities of the spirit realm and the God who sends us the Holy Spirit of the living God to give us power over the evil spirits and the unclean spirits and the demonic spirits? Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody, listen, it's all about leaving a loving legacy in God, and who loved the world so much, he gave us his only begotten son to settle that sin debt. Hallelujah. Pay that price for us that we could go scot-free. And hallelujah, when the just judge, we stand before him one day and we'll hear him say, charges dismissed. Hallelujah. Your debt was paid. Your penalty was satisfied. Hallelujah. By the sacrifice of Jesus the Christ. Beloved, we have a life to live. We got a legacy to give. And I'm talking about a spiritual legacy. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I am saying, mothers and grandmothers and godmothers, spiritual mothers, and like a mother, happy Mother's Day. Think about that spiritual legacy. We got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul coming right now. And then after that, I'll come back with my closing comments. God loves you. I love you too.
Would you ever dare to believe you were made for so much more? Dreaming was a luxury that you could not afford. If you had the chance to see what's behind that closed door, your worries would all be erased. So no matter how dark the night, know that you were created to fly. See the flowers grow when they dance in the rain, and new life only shows after a mother's pain. So you gotta be strong. You're too close to your change, and soon the whole world will know your story. Don't give up your one moment
remember to guard your heart from the voices you hear, ones of negativity and reminiscing of fear. Whenever you feel alone, know that God's love.
No matter how dark the night, you were created to fly. Hold in there, beloved. Don't quit in the dip. You're just one moment from glory. One moment from glory. How long that moment going to be? I don't know. But you hang in there. I'm telling you, you come through. Come through for you. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And listen, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. First, I want to say thank you to the Town of Greenport Supervisor, Supervisor Kathy Eldridge, and happy Mother's Day to you. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Sharon Simcoe, our town clerk. Thank you, thank you, thank you for just helping us to have a beautiful, wonderful Mother's Day, pre-Mother Day, mother and daughter tea yesterday at the Greenport Community Center. I want to thank our chairwoman, Sister Beverly Hale, her daughter Chelsea, and her husband Peter, for what they put into making this day so special for about 60 women. Want to say thank you to Angie and Darnell Harris and their daughters also for the work that they did. I want to give a thank you to Brother Cleveland Samuels and Sister Dolores Waddell, all those who helped make that day so wonderful and special. And of course, our guest speakers, the Reverend Dr. Chanel Turpin, the pastor of Second Baptist Church in Catskill, New York, and her mom, Sister Reverend Suzette Turpin. So grateful to all of the women who came and those who brought friends, those who came with their mothers and daughters and granddaughters. It was just a wonderful first event, wonderful, wonderful time, and just jump-started Mother's Day for so many wonderful women. Certainly want to do it next year, bigger and better, because we got so many women who wanted to come, but we could not accommodate in the location we were in. So happy Mother's Day to everybody who helped us out yesterday and those who, you know, just loved on each other. I want to thank my family, my daughter-in-law, Fabiana, and my grandsons who also came and helped us out so tremendously. Hallelujah. Just so proud and so glad. Listen, have a great day, beloved. Amen. With your family or your friends or your like a family. And listen, if you're here by yourself, you don't get out much, give us a call. We have phone ministry. We have Zoom ministry. You don't have to be out here isolated and alone. All right. And listen, if you can't get out sometime, make some relationships, make some contacts, connections. You can be like a mother to somebody. Hallelujah. Who's close by. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I want you to know God loves you. We're praying for you. Pray for us. And have a happy Mother's Day. We've got one more song. This one is to my mother, Evangelist Dolores Prescott. Hallelujah. Praying for her every Mother's Day and every birthday. Praying it for you right now. I'll always love my mama by the Intruders. And happy birthday, all you May babies. God bless you.